In our next set of news items, a musical, a nature reserve, and a 20th anniversary feature. The UK and Ireland tour of a hit family musical has begun, and it looks truly scrumptious. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is coming to Norwich Theatre Royal from September the 24th to the 29th, 2024. And Charlie Brooks, best known for her role as EastEnders villain Janine, plays the child catcher. Also starring in the show are Liam Fox as Grandpa Potts, who played Dan Spencer in Emmerdale, and star of stage and screen Adam Garcia as Caractacus Potts. Garcia's film credits include Coyote Ugly and Kenneth Branagh's Death on the Nile and Murder on the Orient Express. Based on Ian Fleming's timeless story for children and later made into the famous 1968 film, the musical features songs by the Sherman Brothers, including Toot Sweets, Hushabye Mountain, Truly Scrumptious, and the title song Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Book tickets at norwichtheatre.org or call 01603 630 000. That is 01603 630 000.
A new 90-acre nature reserve with more than 1,000 different species of wildlife is opening in a surprisingly urban setting. Offering a new wildlife haven, the site will be accessible to Norwich folk and sits just off the outer ring road. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's newest reserve has the River Wensum running through it and Marriott's Way alongside it. Home to a mixture of wet meadows, ponds, mature woodland, dry grassland and scrub, Sweetbriar Marshes will attract a wide variety of wildlife. Elliot Lyne, Norfolk Wildlife Trust CEO, said, "Anyone visiting Sweetbriar Marshes this summer and seeing the meadows brimming with flowers, dragonflies and feeding butterflies will quickly understand why we must protect and nurture this precious wild space. Its proximity to Norwich also provides us with a great opportunity to connect more people with the natural world."
A Scandinavian brand has opened its first East Anglian store in Norwich. Danish homeware and lifestyle retailers Sostring Green launched in London Street. Sostring Green sells Scandi-inspired homewares, including soft furnishings, kitchen products, furniture, gifts, hobby and craft items, seasonal decorations, children's toys and mini home products. With more than 285 stores worldwide, Sostring Green aims to open 100 branches in the UK by 2030 and reach 500 globally by 2027.
Two of Norfolk's beloved lighthouses have been named among the best in the country. Alongside three from Suffolk, the lighthouses in Cromer and Haysborough are listed in Roger O'Reilly's new book, Legendary Lighthouses of Britain. O'Reilly is the artist behind the work in the Lighthouse Editions gallery. In 2017, he began to sketch those on the shores of Ireland and now has over 350 prints in his collection. He's been illustrating and storyboarding for advertising, film and publishing industries since 1988, including working on the Vikings TV series. Roger said, "Lighthouses capture the imagination in a way that few other structures in our built environment do." His book explores the sea legends and ghost stories alongside historical information about the lighthouses.
A boat owners' club will be marking its 20th anniversary with a river pageant over the May Bank Holiday weekend. Boasting a fleet of more than 40 boats, the Broom Owners' Club will be setting sail from south of the Tyndale Marina in Brundle. Sailing in boats all manufactured by Norfolk-based company Broom Boats, the pageant will continue its journey past the boatyard and up to the ferry house at Sirlingham before retracing its steps. Made up of an array of different models built over years of production, this spectacle is a nod to Norfolk artisanship. It serves to promote boating, the Broads area, and water-based recreational activities. Broom Boats, established in Brundle in 1898 and helmed by Martin Broom, MBE, from 1964 to 2010, spearheaded the construction transition from wood to fiberglass hulls. The Broom Owners Club, formed in 2004, is representative of the enduring legacy of the boat-making company. The river pageant will take place over 2 years from May the 25th.
Thousands embraced the sun and overcame the mud during Cancer Research's Race for Life at the Norfolk Showground. Nearly 4,000 participants managed to raise £471,885 and counting across last weekend. Every year in the east of England, approximately 37,400 people are diagnosed with cancer. The event series raises millions each year to fund crucial research into the disease. Organisers are now encouraging participants to submit their sponsorship money quickly. Cancer Research UK-funded scientists led the development of the human papillomavirus virus vaccine, which is expected to prevent almost 90% of cervical cancers in the UK.